First Thessalonians chapter 5, I want us to read a few verses here. And I want to speak a message that the Lord placed upon my heart early in the week. And I think it's a very important message, especially concerning the times. It says in chapter 5 and verse 1, this is Paul speaking to those in Thessalonica, the Thessalonian church. He says in chapter 5, verse 1, concerning the times and the seasons, brothers, you have no need that I write to you. For you know perfectly that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. When they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction will come upon them as a labor upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But you, brothers, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. For those who sleep, sleep at night, and those who get drunk are drunk at night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and a helmet, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we should live together with him. So comfort yourselves together and edify one another, just as you are doing. And let's just go back to verse 5. It says, you are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. And I want to speak with you for a few moments this morning on children of the day. Children of the day. Father, I ask in the name of Jesus that you would help me to express what you have placed upon my heart to share with this, your people. I pray that, Lord, you would help us to have ears to hear what you are saying, even for those that will listen later on online. For, Lord, we are, Lord God, these very children, children of the day. And so I ask, Lord, that you'd help me to share your heart, and I ask for that in the name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. In this particular time, when Paul was writing to those in Thessalonica, those in the early church were even then beginning to experience some very troubling times. There were things going on there, even in the Roman world, that were causing concern. Persecution would soon be on the rise. The church was experiencing quite the trial. But as we read these verses and we hear what Paul is saying, he expresses to the Thessalonians something very interesting, and it is this, is that the day of the Lord, talking about the coming of Jesus, is going to happen like a thief in the night. More often than not, I mean, of course, there are exceptions to the rule. Thieves will usually wander around and do their thievery under the cover of darkness. They will do that to be undetected and hopefully to get away with property or things from an individual, obviously stealing these things. But a thief works under the cover of darkness so as to be undetected, so as to attack without warning. Many a times they go around and they study these individuals or their homes to find out when they're home and when they're not. And they plan their attack usually at night. And it's interesting how that Jesus, in explaining his coming, likens it to a thief in the night. In the same way a thief wants to steal without being detected, there is the element of surprise here. That the coming of the Lord Jesus will come like a thief in the night. But what's interesting about this portion of Scripture is how he begins to express the suddenness of his coming and how that the church itself, you and me, don't have to be taken by surprise. You know, we've watched some of these movies about the rapture of the church, A Thief in the Night, or Left Behind and others, and some of those leave us wondering, when is it going to happen? And we can almost have this fear that it's going to be an extreme surprise. Now, as we read this scripture, And we read about the coming of the Lord. There is no doubt there will be a suddenness to the moment. The Bible does not give the day nor the hour. There is no such thing as dates or date setting in regards to the coming of the Lord. The Scripture has left that to God's own discretion. We don't know when Jesus is going to come back. But what Paul is expressing here is something about you and me that should help us to understand that you and I can be ready. We can be ready for when that moment does occur. And so what Paul is expressing here, especially as you read chapter 4, we're not going to read it, but you can read that at your own time or leisure later on. The coming of Jesus is going to come as a surprise to many. And the reason why is because most of them will not be ready. And sadly, there are many in the world that will not even take notice to what is happening in the world. They will instead just reason it away and say, maybe, for instance, what's going on with these hurricanes is just global warming. But I'm here to tell you that we are children of the day. If you are a born-again child of God, Jesus is the Lord of your life. We are children of the day and not children of the night. In other words, all of these events that are going to transpire, because they will, they don't have to take us by surprise. Notice how Paul brings this out. He talks about the thief in the night. Verse 4 says, "But you, brothers, are not in darkness, so that this day should overtake you as a thief." In other words, we don't have to be afraid. All we have to do is be ready. Jesus is coming back, and there is a lot going on in our world that we can be aware of and watchful over, just like Paul would bring out. You see, it would come like a thief, but you, he says in verse 5, are sons of the light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. And when he talks about let us not sleep, you know, it's interesting that there's a kind of play on words here. In one way, sleep can describe the death of the Christian. The Christian, when they die, they sleep. But what he's saying here is sleep in the sense of growing lax or growing unconcerned about the things that are, and there is not the same fervency of spirit. So we begin to be lulled to sleep and unaware and oblivious to the things that are happening in our world. And so he says, we are not those. Let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. Another way that it's been put in the Bible is to be watchful, to be ready, to be aware of the times. So he says, for those who sleep, sleep in the night, and those who get drunk are drunk in the night, but let us. I want you to say us. It's interesting that Paul throws himself in this equation, isn't it? He's not saying let you be. He says let us. You see, there is the potential for any of us to be lulled to sleep and begin to take and not take account the things that are going on, but it's now more important than ever that we begin to wake up and be sober, putting on, like it says here, the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation. Amen. And so we must understand that we are living in these latter days. We are living in a time that we need to be awake, sober, ready, vigilant in spirit, because the times are right at hand. You know, it's interesting. And as I begin to say this, I want you to turn to Luke chapter 21. Luke chapter 21. And as you're turning there, it's interesting to hear what these newsmen and reporters are saying about these hurricanes, isn't it? You know, before Hurricane Irma even began to come towards the coast, they say it's the biggest storm in a decade. President Trump says there's never seen anything like this before. Some say this is the worst storm ever recorded in history. It's amazing the statements that are being stated. Now, I'm not saying that these storms are saying that Jesus is coming back tomorrow, but I am not going to be unwise, and we must take into account what is happening in the world. As I was reading Luke chapter 21 this past week, as the Lord placed this message upon my heart, I began to question the Lord and said to myself, I wouldn't even be surprised if earthquakes begin to happen. And then that night when I was asleep, my phone, the app that's on the phone has a little news alert. And all of a sudden there was that earthquake that happened in Mexico. The next day you wake up and all of a sudden there's this smoky haze over here in the San Luis Valley from all the forest fires in the west. There's a lot going on, isn't there? And we must be awake. But I want you to look at chapter 21, verse 25. And just listen to what Jesus says here. And he's talking about his coming. Remember, in 1 Thessalonians, we just saw Paul said that the coming of the Lord, the day of the Lord, will be like a thief in the night. But look what he says here in verse 25. There will be signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, and on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring. Men fainting from fear and expectation of what is coming on the inhabited earth, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. And he says this in verse 28, when you see these things begin to happen, look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draws near. It's interesting how I was looking through commentaries, some of the commentaries written from commentators before our generation, even before the 1900s, and some of these commentators would say that we should look at these verses and not take them literally. But when we look at what's happening in the earth, and we look at what is happening in our world presently, in many ways we can look at some of this literally. We can see that there are waves and seas roaring. And there's perplexity. People are wondering, what do we do? What are we supposed to do? I mean, entire towns and cities are being destroyed, and it affects a lot of people. It's even affecting us when we're putting gas in our gas tanks, isn't it? And so when we look at all these things happening, there is coming these kinds of times that it's going to be so perplexing, so troubling, that people are going to be fainting for fear at what is coming upon the earth. You know what's so interesting about this is how that man can think they have so much control over things. You know, here in the San Luis Valley, if you don't want it to rain, they might even shoot the clouds and salt them. Amen? Thinking man has this way to control these things. But when we look at these storms, man has no choice but to say we don't know what to do. We can try to keep track. We can try to wonder what's going to happen. But all of this ultimately shows we are not in control, and we need to seek the one that is. Amen. Amen. And so we are not to be blind to what is happening. And like I said, I'm not saying that this is the end all or anything like that. Hopefully this will just happen and there will be nothing more. Amen? But if I read the scripture right, it's probably going to get worse. But what we have to do is be ready. Amen? And that is the whole reality of what we're talking about today. We must be aware and ready that Jesus is about to come back. Let's not be asleep. Let's be ready. And let's be on fire for Jesus now than ever before. We must be ready because Jesus is coming back. But I want you to read on here to verse 29 and 32. As Jesus says a lesson concerning these things, he says in a parable in verse 29, look at the fig tree. And of course, for you and me, we can look at any other tree. Amen? But look at the fig tree and all the trees, he says. When they are sprouting leaves already, you see and know for yourselves that summer is now near. So in like manner, when you see these things happening, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass until all these things are fulfilled. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. All of that to say, we must be ready. We are children of the day. We're not in darkness so that these things can overtake us unawares. Rather, we can be very much aware of the times and ready because Jesus is coming back. It's high time for you and me, all of us, to be praying for our lost loved ones to get saved. Amen? To be about the Lord's business in reaching the lost and sharing the gospel with them for their salvation. Amen? To be praying for those that are being ravaged by these storms, that those that are lost will be saved. Amen? Those that are saved and experiencing these storms, these hurricanes, they have a recourse. They have a God they can run to in the midst of their trials. But think about those that are without hope, and we must pray for them to have hope in Jesus. And so in these latter days, and what the Lord placed upon my heart was to express that we must understand who we are. We are not children of the night. We should not be sleeping. We should not be doing things we shouldn't be doing. It's time for us to get very serious about our faith in these days, because Jesus is going to come like a thief in the night. But like Paul says, it doesn't have to take you unawares. Amen? Even Jesus said, look, these things are going to come to pass. Look at the trees. When you see them budding and sprouting their leaves, you know summer is near, in the same way. And so we must not be oblivious to what's going on in the world. We must be very much awake. Amen? Because it is interesting when you think about the fact that, I mean, on the one side, I mean, you have horrible tropical storms and hurricanes, but then on the other side, you have forest fires burning. You know, there was a picture, I don't remember, it was my wife showed me, but there's a huge fire blazing on the mountainside right next to a golf course, and there's a guy just putting away and playing golf with the fire burning in the background, and you know, it just kind of puts a picture there how some are just taking it as if, well, it's just natural disasters, it's just happening. But you and me are not those, we're children of the day. Amen. We must understand that this is coming. And so look at verses 34 through 36 to finish off the Gospel of Luke 21. He said this, "Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts become burdened by excessiveness and drunkenness and anxieties of life, and that day comes upon you unexpectedly. For as a snare it will come on all those who dwell on the face of the whole earth. Therefore watch and always pray that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will happen and to stand before the Son of Man." We can be ready. Amen. And we can know that God will take care of us. If we have to experience some of these storms, so be it. But God will be with us through it. I remember one time David Wilkerson was saying how we may have to go through very hard times, even as a church. Amen? Even as individuals in the kingdom of God. And there may be times when we don't have the luxuries and the quantities that we have now. But I remember he was saying how we can be praying and, God, we need your supply. And he was saying how that we can be there and not have anything, and all of a sudden a truck full of potatoes just happens to drop some potatoes right in front of your door. Amen? Or in center, there's a lot of potatoes. Amen? Thank God for that. But you all hear what I'm saying. God will meet us. If we have to go through some of these hard times, we need to pray and be ready. Amen? But ultimately, prayerful that those that don't understand the times will begin to know and turn their eyes to Jesus. That's more important. Amen? You see, we as children of the light and children of the day understand that our riches are not going to last forever. Amen? We understand that all these luxuries that we have now aren't going to last into eternity. See, it's our relationship with God and our faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior that will get us through to the other side. Amen? It's temporary. I mean, these things aren't going to last forever, but there's people that don't understand this. And sadly, if they are not aware of this, they will enter into an eternity without Jesus. And that is hopeless there. So let's be awake. Amen? We're children of the day. And let's be busy about sharing our faith as the Lord leads us. Tell others about Jesus. Pray with them if they ask for prayer. Talk to them about the hope that there is in Jesus, how he wants to help them through it all. Amen? Amen. Let's stand this morning.